Roku, the hottest stock or one of the hottest stocks of 2019, drops 15% in one day after Morgan Stanley downgrades it. Let's take a closer look on why this stock dropped so far today and if there's any buying opportunities. Before we jump into it, on Tuesday, December 10th, I will be at Barnes & Noble on 960 South Colorado Boulevard from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. for the Wesley Learns Book Fair. Stop on by if you want to and say hi, or you can stop on by and grab a book, or you can't make it and you want to support, you can go ahead and purchase a book to be donated. That's what helps the foundation and help push everything we're doing around the globe. Definitely appreciate you guys and girls' support so far, and if you're interested in that, just click on the link in the description box. But now back to our feature program. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and children of all ages, you are now tuned into the Investor Show. As always, this is your gracious host, the Prince of Investing, Prince Dykes, coming to you guys and girls live from the beautiful state of Denver, Colorado. Don't forget to hit that like, subscribe, comment, and share button. Check out the description box to follow us on all our platforms and to support us around the globe. And as always, I don't have a lot of time, and I definitely know you guys and girls don't have a lot of time, so we're going to jump straight into it. Roku stock down 15% in one day at the Morgan Stanley downgrade. Now, I went through and I read what the analyst said over at Morgan Stanley. They're pretty much one of the top analysts out there. And they pretty much pointed out that, hey, look at Roku. Yes, it's up 400% this year. That's right, 400%. And when they're looking at it, they're saying, hey, this company is relying, pretty much they're relying a lot on ad revenue. And they're saying, hey, with this ad revenue, with the growing competition, that the company is will see a significant downgrade, much like Twitter and Snapchat saw. Because a lot of companies, like, you know, Facebook or whatever the case may be, they make a lot of their money due to ad revenue just from just having a platform. And they're saying, hey, due to growing competition, we all know Disney just announced they came out with their streaming platform. Apple coming out with a streaming platform. Comcast, everybody got a, I might even have a streaming platform. But everybody has a streaming platform. And they're saying that, hey, as this space becomes more crowded, ad revenue will start to slowly decrease as, you know, let's say if I had more people to choose from. So Netflix has had great success into the streaming services. Now everybody wants a piece. Everybody's jumping into the streaming business because that seems to be the way to go. So with that being said, let's take a deeper look at Roku's ad revenue. Okay, so the first thing we put up was the 10 kilo from 2018. This is the annual report. And right here where you see it says platform, net revenue. It says net revenue here. It says platform. Platform is considered the money they make off of the platform. And players is the money that they make off of people purchasing the actual players. Just a simple version. So here you can see, yeah, they have been growing year over year over year or whatever the case may be. And another thing they pointed out, so we can see that majority of their income comes off of the platform, right? So they're saying, hey, well, if this company is relying off a lot of their money coming off of the platform, and as new companies come along, bigger companies, bigger brands come along, will they start to see a decrease in their platform? And another thing was with the players, it was saying that, yes, they had a great growth in subscribers, but they were saying, hey, this great growth in subscribers was due to them doing a deal with TCL, I think it was. Don't quote me on that. I think it was TCL. They are a television maker. So remember how Microsoft back in the day, when you brought a Dell computer, Microsoft was already built into it? Just like they're saying with the television business, that Roku was already a lot of many of his users or new accounts that were being made was due to them signing a deal with TCL, a television maker, to already have their products already installed. So they're saying that if they don't do another major deal like that, they can see a significant decrease in new subscriber growth. So if they have a decrease in subscriber growth, you can see their top two revenue streams are from the platform and from the player. If we don't see the players grow, that means where will the money come from? And if we see ad revenue decrease, you can see why this Morgan Stanley analyst came out and said, hey, I can see some problems. The most important thing that people overlook is this. Look at the PE ratio. Roku is not even profitable, right? When you look at the finances, you look at the assets and the liabilities, you look at the income, they're actually rolling negative, but they're going up 400%. they had $160. That's a red flag to me already. $160 that they ran up to this year, 400%, and the company is not even profitable. That's a red flag for me going into the streaming business. And especially with all the new competition that's coming into streaming, from Netflix to Hulu to Disney to Comcast to who knows what is coming out there. So with Roku, that's definitely not a good sign. I can see why there's some big issues of concern right there. The stock is running up to, ran up to $176, from $26 to $176 within a matter of, you know, 1 year. And, you know, the company's not even profitable just due to some of the business move that it was making. So Morgan Stanley put it on, I can see what the issues and concerns with. The company's not profitable. The company's not rolling around in a lot of cash. And why is it moving so hard and fast and coming into a crowded space where you got Apple TV coming along, you got Netflix, you got Disney just came out. People are going to start picking and choosing. I mean, Comcast, Xfinity, the list just goes on, or the people that are currently in the streaming space and the people that are coming to the streaming space. Oh, I didn't even mention Amazon. I think Google got something too. So with that being said, that's why it happened, and I can see why it happened. So right now, for $130, $176, looking at it's a quick glance at the finances, no Roku for this guy. All right? Until the next video, podcast, cartoon, or whatever else you see me do crazy around the globe, peace, be safe. I'm out. Thank you.